Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow.
Hey guys, Cade here. Just wanted to quickly jump in and say have a very safe holiday season. And I just want to thank everyone for their support this year. And to do that, here is a bonus episode for season 9. Now, if you want to contribute to these bonus episodes at the end of each season, make sure you jump into the show notes and see the new voicemail feature that we've got for the podcast. So if you are interested in that, jump down there. You can call in, you can leave a message up to 15 minutes long. And if your call does go a little bit longer, no worries, you can always call back and do another 15 minutes. So guys, please enjoy this bonus episode for season 9.
Hey, g'day. Yeah, my name's Lee, and had a couple of UFO experiences. If I'm scratchy, I've just finished night shift. They were both UFO sightings that I had were 6 weeks apart, and it looked exactly the same. And both times I was on my motorbike. So the first time was riding to the Gold Coast. I looked in the sky ahead of me, and it looked like a parachute. And what I noticed was it wasn't traveling left or right, up or down. It was just hovering. So I had a second look, and I thought, there's no one underneath that parachute, and it's not going anywhere. And after looking at it a bit closer, I noticed it was sort of a bluey, pale blue colour, and it was see-through. And I had to turn a corner, so I kept looking back, and I finally lost sight of it, and I couldn't see it in the sky, and I sort of had to let it go because I had to sort of manoeuvre through some traffic. And I came home, I told my wife, and I told a few other people, and I'm sort of, we were as excited as I was, I suppose. And then 6 weeks later, I had my wife on the bike with me, and we were chatting on the intercom, and all of a sudden she said, "Is that what you saw?" And as she said that, I looked up, and it was exactly the same object. It's floating in the sky above us, and we had a bit of a hill in front of us, and we were riding around it, so we lost sight of the UFO, and we were only out of sight for a couple of seconds, and it disappeared. And I said to my wife, that was an F-11 flying through the sky. We still would have been able to see it. So it disappeared very quickly. But, yeah, that's my sightings. It's really interesting. And it wasn't long after that that things started happening in the house. But I live in an old house built in 1920, an old Queenslander, so I don't know if that's related, but I've seen a light in my house. I've heard someone say hello, and I've also seen someone walk through the house. But pretty bizarre, but anyway. I hope you enjoyed the story. Thanks, guys.
Well, this is an event that happened to me in the northern suburbs of Melbourne, Victoria. And in the year of 1988, I was about 8 years old. And what I can describe as a reptilian encounter. So I'll set the scene. That what happened was, it was summer. This was during summer, and back in those days we didn't have roller shutters yet in 1988, so we had those pull down blinds that were attached to the window outside, and you pull it down with a stick. So this was in the early morning. This was a Saturday morning, and during the summertime, the sun comes up, and you know, everything's pretty much lit up. With those kind of blinds, the light can get in, so you can pretty much see everything inside the room. So I just like to stress out that point, because it plays a major part. So what happened was, it was early morning. I was in bed, laying down in bed, and I wake up, and I'm on my right hand side sleeping. I wake up, I'm looking around, I can see the whole room and everything. Everything is normal. I haven't got sleep paralysis, you know, like, because people might think that this is sleep paralysis. So I wake up, everything's normal, I can see everything around me. I'm on my right hand side, and I decide to turn around onto my left side. And when I do this, I see something on the left side of my bed, and as soon as I see this thing, I'm scared, you know, like, what is this? So I'm still in bed. I move the cover down, and I get up, like I'm sitting up in bed, and I turn to my left, and I am face to face with what I can only describe as a reptilian alien being of some sort. And when this happens, I am paralyzed. So I've got a whole bunch of thoughts going through my mind, and like the first one was like, what the F is this thing doing in here? What is it? I couldn't move, I couldn't scream. I wanted to like jump out of bed, and I couldn't do that. But well, the whole time this is happening, I am sitting up in bed, like I got up from my right hand side to turn over to my left, and I'm face to face with this thing, and I'm looking at it, and it's got, think of an alien grey with pure black eyes, with a classic alien grey with pure black eyes, and its face is wrapped in what I can only describe as like reptile skin, like a lizard. And the colour of it was like a dark bluish green grey type of colour. The eyes were pure black with like a bone structure around the eye, sort of. It didn't have a nose, but it didn't have a nose like a human would have had, but it had like a tiny bit of raised bone structure underneath where the nose would have been, with two holes for a nose and a very, very thin mouth. Thin slit for a mouth. And yeah, and it had a defined bone jaw structure of it, but it didn't have any ears. It had like holes for ears, and this whole thing was just wrapped in like this scaly lizard skin. So I'm in bed. This thing is about head height with me sitting up, so I'm guessing it had to have been kneeling down. And while this is happening, I'm feeling like a mental struggle, like it's trying to get into my mind. So it's very hard to explain. Like when you're quiet and you're in your own mind of thought, you're in your own head, you by yourself, right? This thing, while it was staring into my eyes, it felt like I had two people in my mind and in my body at the same time. Like it was trying to get into my mind and read every single thought that was going through my mind. So I couldn't scream move or do anything like that. So I'm thinking, this lasted for maybe 2-3 minutes. So I'm thinking, how am I going to get out of this? Being Italian, I'm 8 years old at that time anyway. Not very religious, you can imagine. The only thing I could think of was doing the sign of the Jesus cross in my visual mind. So I did that. And as soon as I did that, I was released. I could move, look around the room and everything, and this thing was still there. So I was absolutely freaking out of my mind. So when I was released, I looked down for the blanket and ripped it over my head and hid under the blanket for until I could hear my parents or my sister get up out of bed. Until then, I got the courage and tried to peek out, and this thing was gone. I don't believe it was sleep paralysis, because sleep paralysis, people are usually laying down on their back, and even if they wake up, they can look around and they're already seeing things that are not supposed to be there. So like I said, I was on my right hand side. I woke up, everything was normal, and decided to turn over to my left when I saw this thing just standing, like kneeling down beside my left hand side. So that's pretty much it. So that's my experience. I don't think there's any more I could add to that, so see you later, mate.
And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
I'd like to discuss one of my son's experiences with past life, or what I believe is a past life. My son was only about 6 years old. He came to me one morning and very matter-of-fact told me that he'd been stabbed in his dream. I sat him down and asked him to tell me all about it. He described as being in a large group of soldiers. He didn't actually use the word soldiers. He described it as just a group of... he said they were wearing helmets, they had little swords. He described in great detail what they were wearing. So it definitely was a group of soldiers. He said they were all being on foot, and he said they were being led, or he said there was a man up the front wearing a funny helmet. He said that the man in the front held up his hand, signalling the group to stop. And as they looked around them, they could see people laying on the road in front, and he said he knew they were dead. The next thing he knew, people were yelling and jumping out from the forest on either side. He said some were wearing animal skins, like with he described it as, at the time, it was bear, wolf, but the pelt was on their shoulders and head mainly. He said some of them had paint or some sort of smudging on their face. He said they were carrying little short swords, but they weren't the same swords he was carrying. Arrows, little axes, they were basically ambushed. He said he wasn't worried about death, but he was worried about leaving his friends. So he described it to me as, I left. I was scared, so I ran, but I left them. He said the next thing he knew, he was grabbed from behind. He said he could feel the arm come around his chest and stab him in the back, in the upper back. And then he lifted up his pajama top, and he showed me where he was also stabbed in the upper chest. He knew he was dying. He knew death was coming, but he said death didn't worry him. He was just more concerned that he had run away. He was really, really upset. He was crying. He said, I left them. I left them. I ran. Mum, I left them. I ran. He was visibly upset about that fact, not about the fact that he had died. So I have studied ancient history, and archaeology, so I had a fairly good idea of what he was describing, but I wasn't sure. So I pulled up Google and just asked him to stop me if anything looked familiar, and I was just flicking through images of Roman army images, and he pointed out, so the guy in the funny helmet was in fact a Roman centurion. The uniform that James had described, the sword that he was carrying, was a Roman foot soldier, like 100%. The stuff he described, I mean, he couldn't... At 6 years old, he had not even been exposed to any sort of ancient history. So the fact that he could come up with these sort of details was just absolutely mind-boggling. To me, it was clear he was part of some sort of Roman legion. Don't know where. He didn't know where. He just could describe the terrain and what he was wearing. Possibly, based on the description he gave me, they were barbarians. So there is a few
more well-known attacks involving them. But once again, it's a bit hard to say where or who or... anyway, so he is now 13 years old and he can still recall that in great detail. I mean, I can ask him any question. He can tell me just as though it was yesterday. And for me, with my own personal experiences, which I believe are past lives, I definitely think they're past lives. I mean, I don't think those sort of dreams where you can feel, you can smell, you can, you know, and a child, I mean, a six-year-old child, I don't think you can just write it off as being fantasy or a dream. I think past lives are definitely real. And for children more so, I mean, he was visibly upset about it. He has actually had several past lives, or what I believe are past life dreams. Another one, he described himself as being in World War II. He didn't actually tell me if he was English or Australian or part of another army, but he did say that he was shot by the Nazis. So he was actually lined up with other men and shot dead. He hasn't told me too much about that, but it's interesting that he obviously recalls that and recalls being shot, but he's actually very, very much obsessed with World War II and modern history. Another one, which we actually had a shared experience, just very, very, very quickly. He was about 3 years old. I had had a dream the previous night of being... It was almost like a Stonehenge, but it wasn't Stonehenge. We were a group of birds. We were in a circle. There were fire torches, and I'd had a baby. I remember running away from this group because for the reason they were going to sacrifice a child. I was actually a seer, or what was known as a seer. Anyway, in this dream, I was just running. I could feel the sticks run down, scratching into my bare feet. It was incredibly vivid, incredibly detailed. I just woke up the next morning and just thought, wow, you know. A couple of probably weeks, I would say weeks later, I was picking up my son from my mother because I was working full time. And he started yabbering away to me in the back. So he was only three, so he wasn't really forming sentences. He wasn't really talking. He was saying a few words here and there. He actually said to me, "Mummy, Ubrina, Ubrina," and that's how he said it. He described in detail the dream, but from a different perspective. He described how I looked. He asked why I had cut my hair, why I had dyed my hair. He said I had long black hair. I was actually so shocked and so shaken. I pulled over on the side of the road just to listen to him and just gather my thoughts because I physically could not drive. I was really, really shocked. And then he went on to describe that we lived together in what he described. He perfectly described a roundhouse. He described the dog we had. There was just me and him living at this roundhouse with this dog. It was absolutely mind-boggling. A child at that age that was hardly even forming sentences was recalling in detail the dream I had had weeks previous. Interestingly enough, when we relocated to England, when he was about 5 years old, we did take him to Stonehenge probably when he was about six or seven. And he went up to one of the exhibits because there's a an exhibition centre there and they've got a lot of stuff on show, Stone Age tools, etc. And he actually went up to the exhibit that the lady was rearranging and told her that she had placed the tools in the wrong position, that it wasn't correctly labelled. And when my husband reprimanded him, she said, "Oh no, he's quite right. We actually haven't moved it into its proper location yet." And she looked at me and looked at James, and I could see the look on her face. I mean, it was how he knew. I mean, how could he know? How could he know at that age? I mean, he hadn't been exposed to anything like that. He hadn't read about, you know, Stonehenge or the Stone Age people or the tools they used and what they used them for. How he knew was absolutely mind-boggling. So I 100% believe in past lives. I believe that children definitely have more recall than adults. I have had several experiences myself, and I do believe that our interests reflect our past life. I mean, I have strong interest in particular periods in history, and I do believe it's a connection to past life. It's the same with my son. Interestingly enough, my younger son hasn't ever said anything like that or hasn't had any dreams or, you know, anything like that. So it's chalk and cheese, really. But I just find it an absolutely fascinating subject. Yeah, I've got plenty of other experiences, particularly with James. Obviously, if people have listened to my podcast, they'll have more of an idea of that particular thought. But, yeah, I find it all very interesting. Thanks again, Cade. Bye.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFOradio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.